USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport. Left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chudden Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Tropical Storm Henri packed a punch for the Northeast on Sunday and resulted in power outages across Rhode Island and flooding nearby states. The feds on Sunday approved emergency declarations for Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York as they address the damage brought by Tropical Storm Henri. The emergency declarations activate funds and gives the federal government more leeway to intervene. Only 27 before him were able to accomplish this Major League Baseball goal. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. Now in his 19th season in the majors, Cabrera said during spring training that he'd also like to join the 3,000-hit club this season, a milestone he is just 45 hits shy of. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration is telling Americans to get a vaccine booster shot, data suggests we don't know if it's going to help or hurt Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will booster protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
An Apple II manual from 1980 that was personally signed by late Apple founder Steve Jobs sells for nearly $800,000 to Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Apple would eventually go public, offering IPOs in December of 1980, just 3 years after the release of Apple II. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.